So what's the exact randomization?
So the first randomization has to do with whether or not the patient is considered a surgical candidate. And this was a particularly difficult parameter to develop because surgeons have different criteria for what they consider operable in the recurrent setting. So we played around with this for a couple years, actually, and determined that really the only thing that was consistent in the retrospective and few prospective non-randomized reports was that patients who had no visible residual disease after surgery were the ones that seemed to benefit the most for this procedure. So I had to define it by the endpoint, and that was that if a patient was felt by the investigator to be in a situation to have all of their disease removed, then they were eligible to go on to the surgical randomization. Then after the randomization, or if they are determined not to be surgical candidates, they go on to the chemotherapy randomization, which is looking at standard treatment, which is Taxol and carboplatinum, versus experimental arm, which is Taxol, carbo, and bevacizumab in combination, followed by a bevacizumab maintenance.
And is the study actually up and running?
Yeah, it actually is. It was officially activated in late December. There's 12 patients on right now, two of which have gone on to the surgical randomization. So we expect it to be about 25 to 40% randomization consideration for the surgical arm.
What do you expect in terms of the obstacles to a trial of surgery versus not?
As you mentioned, it's always a major problem. In fact, if you go back and look at a recent trial called the desktop trial that was done over in Europe, they actually had a kind of a pre-trial just to see how well they could accrue to a study like this. And I think that's an important feature. You know, but I think out there in the community, people want to know this question. We all have our own criteria for surgery. And I think that now that this is part of a research question, I think that that will allow us to answer this question. We don't need the full accrual goal to answer the surgical question. And the trial is designed so that if one of the two hypotheses of the randomization are answered, the other question can continue to be accrued to.